Yes, it was a very good weekend because we had a difficult task in front of us, travelling to Cumbria on a pretty warm day. 3.5 hours travelling, then getting off the bus and having to play against a very committed and skillful and improving working town team. So to come away with a 7-point victory, I was delighted with the players' efforts.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic victory, that. Really, really good. And looking ahead now for this weekend, which we've just had the Magic Weekend, as we said, which was a wonderful weekend. Heard it all here on Radio Yorkshire. But it is all about what is going to be going on in Blackpool again this coming weekend with the Summer Bash. I mean, you must be looking forward to this because it's always a great highlight of the season, isn't it?
It is. It's a massive highlight for the Championship players because, first of all, it's playing on a different stadium. It's a neutral ground, so it feels a little bit like a final. Secondly, there's all the sort of media to focus upon you, which is unusual for, the Championship as a competition as a whole. It's normally, revolves quite rightly around Super League. And so it is. It's a big weekend for the Championship, and it's a very, very big weekend for the Batley Bulldogs.
And of course, you've got the first game on Sunday, haven't you, as you take on Dewsbury, which is going to be a fantastic game. What's the preparation like so far? Have you already started this? Are you ready to go for this game?
No, what we're doing, first of all, we review what went right and what we could improve upon at Workington, and that will be the focus of our first training session. And then, obviously, once we've put that to bed, we'll start looking forward to Dewsbury, we know a fair bit about Dewsbury. I'm big friends with Glenn Morrison, so I know a fair bit about his philosophies and beliefs. But the same can be said Dewsbury about Batley as well. So we're both familiar to each other. And obviously Dewsbury will be feeling pretty sore after last weekend's result against Ferguson. We're fully expecting them to be fired up and ready to play. And it's like anything else, when it's a derby game and a neutral venue, It will, you can throw the form book out of the window, and we've just got to make sure that we're ready, we're focused, we're willing, and we're able.
As you say, it's always different when you're playing on a neutral venue, isn't it? A ground that maybe you don't know too well, you've been there before, possibly in the past, and you get a chance to get on that pitch, but it always feels a little different. Now, there is a points difference, obviously, between you two in the table, but that doesn't matter when you get onto the pitch, as you said, does it?
It doesn't, not at all, no. I mean, we're putting that to one side. I mean, outcomes, they look after themselves. But what you can look after, what you can control, is the processes. And the processes is to practice as we want to play the game at the weekend. And then obviously on the day, we've got to put those processes and execute them as well as we possibly can. And that's basically going to be the focus of our week. It's going to be a busy week, especially after all the travel at the weekend. But we've got some more travel then on Sunday. But it's the same for Dewsbury, so we're just looking forward to the occasion. We're hoping it'll be well covered on TV and by all you guys on the radio, and we're hoping that we can put on a show that's suitable for it as well. A bit like a lot of the West Yorkshire Super League teams did play this weekend.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, fantastic weekend. And we know this one's going to be an absolutely brilliant one when it gets to the Summer Bash. Looking at some of the clashes we've got starting on Saturday, obviously with the iPro Sport Cup final as well, which is going to be going on, but Sheffield Eagles, London Broncos, Workington and Whitehaven, Bradford Bulls and Leeds Centurions, that is just one heck of a headlining game for Saturday, isn't it?
I think the whole day is very tasty. As you rightly said, there's London are in great form, and Sheffield have stuttered a little. Then you've got the Cumbrian derby, and that means a lot, a great deal to the people up in West Cumbria, believe you me. Speaking to a few of the Workington Town fans after the game yesterday, they were really, it was all about Blackpool, it's all about beating their great rivals at the recreation ground, Whitehaven. But as you rightly say, the blue ribbon game of day one's got to be the Bradford Bulls against the Leeds Centurions. And, this will really be an acid test for the Bulls and for their new coach, Rohan Smith, to see, exactly where they sit. Because the Leeds Centurions have really put together a very, very solid run of form since the defeat up at Mount Pleasant and obviously the draw against Bradford.
Yeah, as you said, it's going to be a really tasty game, isn't it? Two very, very good sides going against each other, and that should be an absolute cracker to end Saturday there. Of the games on Saturday, who should we be really looking out for? Are there any kind of players that are jumping out in your mind? Obviously, you know every team very, very well. Is there anyone we should be really looking out for on the day?
Well, I think the London team, I think what you have to look out for with London, I just think they're a really good team, who'll play very much as a unit. But there's a kid at Hooker, Cunningham, who's a former Hull player, and he really has been playing very, very well indeed. And there's also Elliot Keir and Rhys Williams, Elliot Keir at fullback, Rhys Williams on one wing, both regular try scorers, so they can really bring a lot of points to the party. And obviously, for Sheffield, I mean, you look at the Papua New Guinea pairing of Lowe and Yeri, and down that left-hand side, they're a handful for any team, so there's plenty of stars there. Then Workington Whitehaven, you've got Jared Samet, who came on for 60 minutes against us on Sunday and was outstanding, looked really very, very sharp indeed. But I had a big soft spot for their fullback, a guy called Murphy, and he's a really competent player, an ex-Wigan player. And obviously Whitehaven, you've got your Jesse Joe Park, you've got your Dion A, and you've got your Dave Allen in the second row. So stars are plenty there, and we all know about the Bradford Stars. I mean, they're an accomplished full-time team, as are Lee. So anybody who goes to Blackpool on Saturday, they really will be royally entertained.
And it's going to be an absolutely cracking day. Of course, you'll be able to hear the games live here on Radio Yorkshire. Moving on to Sunday as well, as we're getting into this, what's even better about it, it's a bank holiday weekend, isn't it? Bank holiday weekend in Blackpool. What more do you need in your life? It's brilliant. And you get to see all this amazing rugby as well, including, as we've already said, on Sunday, kicking off with Batley and Dewsbury, which we know is going to be one heck of a game. We know you're getting ready for that. But Oldham and Swinton and Halifax and Feather as well, rounding the day off. Just another three cracking fixtures.
Oh, they are, really, really are. I mean, obviously, we're working hard and looking for a Batley win to open the day up. But then you look at the Oldham-Swinton game, and people were saying that Oldham and Swinton would struggle. Well, they certainly haven't struggled in my eyes, and the two really good teams, they've both beaten Batley, and we've got Oldham the week after. So we'll be having a very good look at that fixture. And again, the stars are plenty on both sides. Rodri Lloyd for Swinton. And for Oldham, you've got this kid in the centre, G, who really causes people problems. And then at the end, that Halifax-Featherston game, that's going to be a humdinger because it's fourth against six. Halifax will be focused on making sure Featherston don't get too far away from them. And obviously, Featherston will be looking to do exactly that. So, that's going to be a cracker to finish, to pull the curtain down on the whole event. So anybody who's going to Blackpool, get a bit of sunshine, get a bank holiday weekend, have a beer or two and watch some great rugby. It should be a real first-class weekend for everybody involved.
It really should. You know what? I actually got a tweet on Friday onto my show with a young man who's going to be going up there. In fact, he's just got the Batley Bulldogs logo tattooed upon his leg. He's just had that put on there next to the Leeds United badge as well, and he is really looking forward to this. I'm just looking at this right now where Richard Drake, he's just got a new tattoo ready for the summer bash, and he is set for this. It is just such a big weekend for the fans, isn't it, as well? You absolutely love each and every one of these teams as soon as they get to go up there and support their team as well, like Richard's going to be doing, like his mate James is as well. That it's just such a great weekend that does compare along with the Magic weekend, doesn't it?
It does, yes, it does. It's a party weekend, that's the top and bottom of it, but it's a party weekend with some high quality entertainment. And you know, as a fan, they should go there, they should enjoy the time in Blackpool, behave acceptably because it's part of the rugby league family, but make sure they have a cracking time and support the team to the full. And I'm sure if they go with that attitude, they'll have a great weekend, and hopefully we can make the Batley fans a bit happier than the Dewsbury fans.
And John, what about your ambitions for the rest of the season then? What's the big plan for Batley?
We played it pretty cool, to tell you the truth. We've just said, you know, we're going to try and start the season well. And then we sort of said it. We want to be ending the first half of the season in contention for that fourth spot. And basically, what we've done now, we've itemised the next sort of 5 weeks or so, and we've said we need to start putting a run of form together. And if we put a run of form together in that period of time, we'll obviously the good results will follow. And then we'll reassess for the last quarter of the season exactly what we need to do in order to achieve what we feel will be our attainable goal then.
Yo, John, I wish you all the luck in the world for this weekend and for the rest of the season as well. Good luck with everything, and let's all enjoy this summer bash together. Thank you very much for coming on.
Cheers, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.